CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The wildfires ravaging the Los Angeles area have now claimed 10 lives. Almost 180,000 people are under evacuation orders. But CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal tells us about one man who would not leave his home.
We are learning about those people in Altadena who did not make it out of this firestorm.
Kimiko Nickerson says they only found the bones of her 82-year-old father, Rodney Kent Nickerson, in the rubble of her family home in Altadena on Alta Pine that burned to the ground.
And he said he'll be fine. I'll be here when you guys come back. He was in his bed when I found him.
A firefighting plane was struck by a drone while dumping water on the Palisades fire. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Mike Rogers.
It's hard to think that somebody didn't know they were not supposed to be flying in this area. All of this devastation, and now we are down one very essential asset in this firefighting operation because somebody flew a drone, which is not only illegal, but incredibly dangerous.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna has a warning for any would-be looters.
In the areas that have been evacuated, do not go in there unless you have specific business. And right now, the only people who have business in there are firefighters and law enforcement.
The Supreme Court is allowing today's sentencing of President-elect Trump in his New York hush money case to proceed. CBS's Katrina Kaufman is following the case.
Justice Juan Merchan indicated that he plans to give Donald Trump what's called an unconditional discharge. So essentially, there are no terms to his release, no imprisonment, no probation, no fine, but it does leave Trump branded a convicted felon.
The Supreme Court today will hear TikTok's appeal against the new law that forces its Chinese parent company to either sell it or shut it down in the U.S. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case is being framed as a First Amendment case. Can the government shut down TikTok, depriving its 170 million American users and TikTok itself of its right to speak?
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz wraps up the Orange Bowl for us.
It was an absolute slugfest in Miami Thursday night, and it came down to the foot of Notre Dame senior Mitch Jeter.
Good snap, good hold, kick on its way, and the kick is good!
The call courtesy of the Notre Dame radio network, Jeter's 41-yard field goal with 7 seconds to go helped Notre Dame knock off Penn State in the Orange Bowl 27-24.
And the Fighting Irish will play the winner of tonight's Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reports a large group of doctors oppose confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services.
More than 15,000 doctors signed an open letter urging senators to vote no on confirmation. The letter, published online by the Committee to Protect Healthcare, says confirmation of Kennedy would be, quote, an affront to the principles of public health. The letter cites Kennedy's well-documented views as a vaccine skeptic, further quoting, this appointment is a slap in the face to every healthcare professional who has spent their lives working to protect patients from preventable illnesses and death. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A senior official tells the Associated Press that Canada is looking at putting retaliatory tariffs on American orange juice, sinks, toilets, and some steel products if President-elect Trump goes ahead with his threat to impose 25% on all Canadian products. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of light snow developing as we get closer to sunrise. Temperatures in the lower 20s, a light southwest breeze. We'll have a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain. Accumulations of snow will be well under an inch, or high near 30. It's 21 at our studios.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, summer, in the city. See the light.
persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field, ooh, in every town, all of his children, in every nation, there'll be peace and good, brotherhood. Crystal blue persuasion.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I love.
Help, 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 help
hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against my admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
You know that you could be an hour. It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Your daddy,
should daddy be rich?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Rich like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
I don't know if I'm ever coming home. take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Who is most to blame to? here's the punch.
The evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N.
while I'm dreaming, you can make my dreams come true.
that music, that sweet soul music. Just long and it's sweet, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We out here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Spotlight on Lou Rawls, y'all. I'm Tony the Boss, y'all. Singing love to her.
CBS News Special Report. This is day four, and Southern California's devastating wildfires are spreading and becoming more deadly. Augie Silk's home in Pacific Palisades was one of 10,000 buildings destroyed in two of the largest fires.
You think of all the memories and hangouts with friends as a kid, and it's absolutely devastating. I'm heartbroken.
The death toll from the fire is up to at least 10. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
We are now actively engaged in a new brush fire. We're calling it the Kenneth Fire in the West Hills area of Los Angeles on the border of Ventura County.
One person's been taken into custody in connection. CBS News LA's Mike Rogers says a firefighting aircraft collided with a drone over the Palisades fire.
All of this devastation, and now we are down one very essential asset in this firefighting operation because somebody flew a drone, which is not only illegal, but incredibly dangerous.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rose.